This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in Dayton in the Midwestern U.S. state of Ohio say a gunman has killed 9 people and wounded 16 others. Dayton police say Saturday on his Twitter account that they had officers in the immediate vicinity when the shooting began and were able to respond and put an end to it quickly. Police say the gunman, whose identity has not been released, is dead. FBI is assisting. The shooting in the Oregon Entertainment District of the city came just hours after another mass shooting. And that is in the community of El Paso in the U.S. state of Texas, as that area continues to grieve and regroup after a shooting at a local Walmart resulted in 20 deaths and 26 additional injuries. Investigators say that the shooter went into the store with a rifle and started firing. Governor Greg Abbott.
On a day that would have been a normal day for someone to leisurely go shopping, turned into one of the most deadly days in the history of Texas.
El Paso Mayor DeMarco praised first responders and sought to allay the fears of the community.
El Paso is too strong to be broken by a cowardly act like this one. I want to assure the El Paso community that we are safe. We are safe.
President Trump said on Twitter that he had spoken to the Texas governor and had pledged a total support of the federal government. The United States and the Taliban have officially started their 8th round of negotiations in Doha, with both sides indicating that this round may be the result or may result in a deal to end the longest U.S. war in history. There seems to be some misunderstanding about the content of the agreement by both the U.S. and Taliban. Taliban views it as an agreement to withdraw foreign troops, particularly U.S. forces. The chief U.S. negotiator, Zalmay Khalilzad, views the deal differently, saying that U.S. presence in Afghanistan is conditions-based. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says that he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range conventional missiles deployed to Asia. More from VOA's Carla Babb.
New Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range missiles in Asia, missiles that until Friday were prohibited.
Yes, I would like to, but let's be clear. I'm talking about conventional weapons.
The deployment would strengthen the U.S. position against a top military competitor, China.
Because we've been talking about this for some time now, and they have, I want to say that 80% plus of their inventory is INF range systems, so it's why that shouldn't surprise them that we would want to have a like capability.
Experts like Bradley Bowman of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies say that in the event of a conflict with China, the more military capabilities the United States already has in the Asia Pacific, the better. Carla Babb, VOA News, Sydney.
At least 600 people have been arrested and several beaten at an unauthorized protest in central Moscow, calling for free elections. More from Reuters' David Doyle.
Protesters were beaten on the streets of Moscow on Saturday as police cracked down on an unauthorized protest. More than 600 were detained, an independent monitor said, as they called for free elections. Among the arrested, prominent activist Lubov Sobol, pulled from a taxi moments before the demonstration was due to start and bundled into a van. She'd called on people to attend the protest, which authorities had warned was illegal. They say the timing and location of the demonstration had not been agreed in advance. Opposition activists say protests are repeatedly refused, leaving them no choice but to go ahead anyway. At a similar protest a week earlier, more than 1,000 people were detained, sometimes violently, and to widespread international condemnation.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. The Senate of Puerto Rico is set to hold public hearings Monday on the nomination of veteran politician Pedro Pierluisi to replace embattled former governor Ricardo Rossello, who resigned as promised on Friday. Rossello handpicked Pierluisi to succeed him, thrusting the U.S. territory into a new period of uncertainty after weeks of protest over Rossello's mismanagement and leaked communications in which Rossello and his advisors disparaged a range of Puerto Ricans. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Happy weekend and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Here's what's inside today's show. A playlist of 13 beautiful songs I've chosen for you by artists and groups from Kenya, Ethiopia, South Sudan, South Africa, Cameroon, Togo, Guinea, Nigeria, Senegal, Ghana, and the diaspora. There's something in this show for everybody. I've got new music by up-and-coming artists like Methuselah from Rwanda, oldies by Rex Lawson and Kakai Kilonzo, one of recently fallen South African music legend Johnny Clegg's most recent songs, new releases, current and classic tunes, and then features. Phil Odidi brings us a fresh interview with Kenyan DJ Greg Tendwa, who's just released an exciting new album called Benga Belt Volume 1. That report's coming out in Nairobi. And then Song of the Week. VOA journalist Salem Solomon joins me to present a song from Astor Awake's new album, Chewa. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Kicking off with the irresistible sound of Africando All-Stars. Here's the late Amadou Balake singing Betese.
That was Betese, a track from Africando All-Stars album Mandali, released in 2000. The lead singer is the late Amadou Balake, who hailed from Burkina Faso. I'm Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. And from the exact same year, 2000, here's another beautiful tune. This one is an uplifting, feel-good song by veteran Cameroonian vocalist Koko Mbasi.
So call an enigo demona. Iwi ya imbani wi ye. Iwi ya ewe iwi ye. Namalangwe ya wana bingyawe senai. Yete namu twasi ya bepere penye. Atitina ene jane ya la loba he. Iwi ya imbani wi ye. Iwi ya ewe iwi ye. Namalangwe ya wana bingyawe senai. Yete namu twasi ya bepere penye. Atitina ene jane ya la loba he. Moto asita asantane neni moto eno na timba di bumla yangwe na Yesu alabe mona
iwi ya imani wiye iwi ya ewe wiye na malangwe ya wana binyawe senai yete na moto asiyame na matiba na muti asiminge ya jane ya laloba e iwi ya imani wiye iwi ya ewe wiye na malangwe ya wana binyawe senai
Na malango yande wana, o mapula tete nero ba e biyana.
Iwi ya imani wiye,
oh
iwi ya ewe wiye. Na malango ya wana binyawe senai, yete na mutwasi ya bepele penyai. Atitina ene jane ya la loba e. Iwi ya imani wiye, iwi ya ewe wiye. Na malango ya wana binyawe senai, yete na mutwasi ya bepele penyai. Tina ene jane ya la loba e
embe
iwi ya imbani wiye
iwi ya iwi ya
iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya
iwi ya iwi
ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya
iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya
iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi
ya
iwi ya iwi ya
iwi ya
iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya
iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya iwi ya
Yes, hello everyone, this is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, and that was Iwiye by Koko Mbasi of Cameroon. A new album by Ghanaian artist Alidu Mohammed is coming out soon. If you may remember, I met Alidu when I was in Tamale, Ghana's largest northern city, last summer, and did a feature on him and his amazing Bizung School of Music and Dance. Anyway, he sent me a few tracks from his upcoming album, along with a message introducing my favorite song from the group he sent. It's called All Miracles. Let's listen.
All Miracles is a song from my new album, Dunia Su. All Miracles talk about passion and love and togetherness.
Yeah, no.
This is Heather Maxwell, and you just heard All Miracles by Alidu Mohammed. That track comes off his upcoming album, Dunia Soul, due out this November. Now, I'm going to take you into the world of cutting-edge electro-traditional music in just a minute. First with Kenyan DJ Greg Tendwa, and then with Ghanaian producer Epidemics. But first, back to 2009 with... well, a tune that I just don't think ever goes out of style. Gat Luak. It's by South Sudanese singer and sister of Emmanuel Jal, Nyaw Ruach.
Listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hello, everybody. If you're just joining us, we're coming up to the middle of the hour. So there's lots of great more music to come. You don't want to miss it, so stay with me. Now it's time for Bill Odidi, our reporter who's based in Nairobi, and his invited guest, artist Greg Tendwa. Greg's got a new album, Bengatronics. They discuss the concept of the album, the meaning of Bengatronics, its unique texture of sound, and of course, we'll listen to a couple awesome tracks.
Thank you very much indeed for that, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi in Nairobi, Kenya. And my question for you is, what do you get when you combine banga music, which is the guitar-based dance music of Kenya, with electronic sounds? Well, try this.
Yeah. mo makobanjo sani wudolo injini kanonge donge wawerore kubuya yeso akalango elungo wure nyar kwang.
What you get from that combination is known as Bengatronics, and don't you worry, because you're about to discover what that means through a new album called Benga Bells Volume 1. The producer of that album is a DJ called Greg Tendwa.
The whole idea around the album is that it captures sounds from the western region of Kenya, that is Nyanza, through the Rift Valley and central Kenya all the way to the eastern side. And that's why we call it Benga Belt. There's two things to Bengatronics. So first we began with innovating on the sound, and this was now introducing new element into Benga, you know, going beyond the regular arrangement of the band, introducing electronic samples, introducing influences, you know, such as, you know, jazz. So I would describe Bengatronics as an intersection of Benga in its authentic format with cutting-edge electronica.
What are you going to pick for us next, Greg?
I'll go to the second track on the album, which is Mami. And Mami is done by a young guy who we now call Dr. Kake. So the song Mami is a dedication to the struggles that mothers go through. It's Mami, Mami, Mama.
That original Benga sound, that nice groove, that distinctive groove, while still bringing all the electronic elements. That was a challenging job to do, and to think that it came out as well as this did.
Absolutely, but I also brought some professionals onto this as well. I worked on this together with a group from a small town in the Netherlands called Haarlem, and they're called Umoja. It took a year to think through each of the tracks on the album. We recorded it in May 2018. It's coming up in July 2019. And so to retain this texture, we had to spend a lot more time together just listening to any other influences of music, Benga, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And we were in agreement that we'll do very minimal electronica on this particular edition. We will just tweak it a little bit, create a bit of textures that can move out of the regular confines. But then the next edition, we will make it more clubby and more punchy and more electronica.
Pick another track from the album, Greg. What are you going to choose for us?
At this point in time, I'd love to pick a song that Rutich has collaborated with Msupa S. So Msupa S is a young 20-year-old girl who hit into fame out of this particular track called Hello, Hello, Baby.
Hello, Baby.
That's the voice of a young new Kenyan star who's known as Msupa S. Hello, hello, baby. She's one of the artists whose music is included in the new album, Benga Bells, Volume 1. And that's where we must leave it for now, I'm afraid. From Nairobi, right here in Kenya, I'm Bilo Didi handing you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
That great interview with Greg Tendwa in Nairobi. So as I mentioned earlier, I've got two electro traditional songs lined up for you.
Here's the second one, Shorna Shia, by producer Epidemics. Now, this is actually a hip-hop highlife love song. So this tune is really on the newer side of hip-hop, closer aligned to trap, which is deeply centered on electronic sounds like the 808 Roland drum machine, pitched and resampled hip-hop rap vocals, pipe flutes, gangsta synth leads, and various FXs. Those are devices or plugins that alter or complement a sound's characteristics. So anyway, Shorna Shia is Epidemic's brand new single, just dropped August 2nd. It features vocals and songwriting from Biko, Kwesi Chip, and Brian the Mensah.
Sticks and stones don't break her bones, yeah. Me and her stay high like drones, yeah. Many miles away, I feel a heartbeat. My missile shine only with the right heat. Image down on esprit como a souffle. What trip at the way you boy a show, yeah. Jada boomin pole, mi que bono. Hale pete gas padre, get me no. I'm King cruising on his love letter. Little birdie gotta fly away to a nice weather. On top, no shot, won't be back with enough letter. But she said she still gonna love me, feel if I don't get cheddar. Ballin' for the chip, she's a go-getter. I banana for the rim, want to make the rap better. She's 100 degrees with the right pressure. Peru to Canada, me know how feet make her lungs quiver. Yeah.
Whatever they gon' say about me, you just know, say it's a myth. You know, say if you know that, then nothing I go do go be legit. Can't even catch a breath, you there with no go get. How you there, do your thing around me, baby? Know if you make a laugh right into the death, little mama. Welcome go some island where the no go fit to find us. Yeah, no one on your level, you the more than they unleash your keys now. Plus, you speaking to you, wow, that's a plus. Cause you know we don't laugh at no white jokes for release, now. You got all this African melanin energy for me, and you know that I can never do it without it. But you just went ahead and took off with no caution, and that was how I learned how to lose somebody.
And that wasn't Shorna Shia, a brand new single by Epidemics. That's Epidemic with an X at the end. I'm Heather Maxwell. It's Music Time in Africa. Here's Sahad and the Natal Patchwork with Salam Aleikum. And then stay tuned for Song of the Week, Navkot, with Salem Solomon joining me to present.
Now, Ajiman from Cape Coast, Ghana. I love Music Time in Africa.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome to Song of the Week. I'm Heather Maxwell. Esther Aweke from Ethiopia has just released a brand new album, July 24th. And we are presenting one of my favorite songs on the album for Song of the Week. Joining me in the studio is Salem Solomon from the Africa Division, journalist at VOA. Hey, Salem.
Hi, great to be here.
Thank you. So this song that we're going to listen to is called Nafkot. Mm-hmm. Now you speak Amharic.
Yeah, that's my first language.
Yay! What does the song mean?
It means longing, you know, nostalgia.
Okay. For country, for a lover,
anything.
Oh. Let's get right into it, and we'll come back and talk about the song in a minute. So her voice is stunning. As you know, it just, wow, I forgot how, even just now, I forgot right before it started how gripping it is, even though it's slow. What is she singing about right there?
She's saying anything and everything reminds me of you.
Oh, so it is about a man.
Yes, it's longing for someone. In fact, she goes on to say, you know, you might not believe this, but I'm still, you know, she still has feelings for him.
Oh, my God.
Tis the time for the bed, ask her to change. Man, now you're my kata, you're my chakara. Cut to money, water, and tell for good.
So, you know, I have you here, and I know you are Eritrean by
my nationality.
Your
yeah.
nationality. And so that's quite close to Ethiopia. So you share some music
commonalities, of course.
Yeah, and because I was born and raised in Ethiopia, I mean, anybody that's been lived in Ethiopia knows Astera Waga's name. I mean, she is a legend. Like, you know that sound that she was making at the end?
Yes.
It's her signature. She's always experimented with her voice. Her voice is like an instrument, you know. She plays with it and has different varieties. And so everybody knows. I mean, she doesn't even have to come up with a new album or song. Everybody knows her voice.
How do you feel when you hear that song? What's the feeling? Nostalgic?
Nostalgic. And, you know, really, as I was saying earlier, it really taps into how I'm feeling right now. Everybody misses home.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody that has been separated from family, you want, you know, you have longing. And so that's what it does.
One more question for you. As we're listening to this, I'm remembering the music video, and at one point she's just all by herself in a studio with empty seats. Now, Astera Waga in Ethiopia could fill a stadium probably. Why do you think she chose to have that as her music video, where she's singing in front of an empty theater?
I think it might be because it's emblematic of what she's saying, you know, that you're feeling empty, feeling, you know, feeling like you miss someone.
Yeah.
I think also, but the thing is, Astera is like a legend, as I said.
Yeah.
And I think she is one of the artists, the main artist that took, I mean, brought Ethiopia to the international front.
She did, yeah. All right, so that was Astera Waga with her song Nafqot, which means longing for. I'm Heather Maxwell, and I'm here with Salem Solomon from the VOA Africa Division.
Thanks so much for having me, Heather. This is fun.
It was fun. Thanks a lot.
It's great to miss home together.
In that way.
I guess in that way.
This was
Song of the Week.
This is Music Time in Africa.
All right, now I'm taking us for a quick trip down memory lane. This is Rex Jim Lawson, also known as Cardinal Rex, with Pere Bota, a song recorded sometime in 1960, 11 years before his death on January 18th, 1971. Rex was a singer, a trumpeter, and a bandleader from New Calabar, Nigeria. He sings, my people, worrying has never taken anybody anywhere. Worrying will kill somebody. Stop it. Stop worrying and start thinking about good things. All right. Hey, everybody, this is Heather, and that was Bere Bota by Cardinal Rex Lawson. Back to today's music. From Guinea, here's Petit Kandia with Touche Na. He sings, Touche Na, or touch me. When you touch me, my heart goes well. I feel good, so touch me. Then I'll know you love me. The second singer, who is the kora player on the piece, Kandia Kora, also sings. In the middle of the song, he sings, I want to feel you. I want to see you. My heart is beating for your love. Hi, everybody. That was Petit Kandia and Kandia Kora with Touche Na.
It's music time in Africa.
The music world is still mourning the loss of the great Johnny Clegg. This is King of Time, my favorite song, and the title track of his very last album released in 2017.
I've been thinking about the way I think about my thinking. I have a feeling that our little boat is sinking. I don't know anymore what it is she sees in me. Maybe the promise of the man I used to be. Somewhere long ago we lost our way. Stop the clock and start again. If I could freeze the sun in the sky, I could go back in time. If I could only go back to that day, maybe we'll find our way. Bye.
Things I said long ago. We're trapped in the past, the future won't flow. If I could travel back in time, my heart would never break. Change the past and fix my mistake. We could wake up to a brand new day, whistling our troubles away. If I could speak to the king of time, he could erase and rewind. If I could only go back to that day, maybe we'll find our way.
And that was King of Time by the late Johnny Clegg. May he rest in peace. All right. Hello, darlings. How are you all doing? This is Heather Maxwell, and you're inside Music Time in Africa. I've got three more exciting songs for you. Here's Dogo from Togo with Soke Wo.
Evola ngabiji keo evosea konuvire la konuvire makboda nusia nusi jova ila mega so wodokeo fifike yenuova nyuade bonune akbonko. E voilà, gafan konike o. E vosè, po di jovide. Di jovide ma kora. Luciano si jova ila. Mega so wodoke o.
That was Dogo from Togo with Soke Wo. Hello, everyone. This is Heather. And if you like that song, Dogo was our special studio guest a while back. You can go to my YouTube channel and search for him or for the song Soke Wo and watch that feature and learn more about him. Here's how.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Okay, hi everybody. Now, Methuselah is an up-and-coming artist in Rwanda. He's a saxophonist and a singer, and he sent me this song recently. He calls it Nkombo, or Afro Jazz, and I like it. Let's take a listen.
Baby, ijambo tufuga ninza gukunditeka ukwimeta twambikanye zidafidita ngerero niherezo nikurukundo rwacu rugiye kuzamera icyiza gihari uri ntwari yanjye nanjye nkabi yawe ibibazo n'ibiza tuzabirwanyereza hamwe kuko turi umwe tumaze kumwe ngaho njundu 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 njana njana disu njundu 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 njana njana kuko ndi mu rukundo
baby 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 she mama dede baby dede she mama dede mujeni wanje she mama dede baby dede she mama dede mujeni wanje
ubi wacu bamaze kwakira umukazana ariko inshuti zanjye n'abavandimwe naho dutuye bamaze kugushakira akazi n'abazajya bakwita kagukwiriye ubu bakwita mugeni mugeni wanjye wowe kariza kandi zakagiye kakamboza gahindukiye I will never change your name, your name is mine.
Right, that was Methuselah from Rwanda with Mugeni. Okay, time for one more tune before signing out. Here is another classic Benga tune from Kenya, so you can dance your way into the next hour and the rest of your weekend. the late Kakae Kilonzo from Kenya with Mommy Sophie Part 1. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining me, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show. Also, a big thanks to Bill Odidi and Greg Tendwa from Nairobi, and also to Salem Solomon, who came in the studio to help me present the Song of the Week by Asta Aweke Nafkot. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave Friday at 9:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. You can always find us online, too, anytime. Just go to voanews.com. Search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, Africa.